SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the White House today, President Trump doubling down on his insistence the U.S. needs to gain control of Greenland.
I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security, so I may do that.
Frequent Trump critic Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, says the idea of taking over Greenland is not going over well with the American people.
When you ask the American people whether or not they think it is a good idea for the United States to acquire Greenland, the vast majority, some 75%, will say, we do not think that that is a good idea.
The president has insisted for national security interests that the U.S. should control Greenland. It is a self-governing territory, part of the Kingdom of Denmark, which is vehemently opposed to losing its control over it to the U.S. Stocks been wavering on Wall Street as the first week of corporate earnings season closes out, with the markets trading near record levels. The S&P 500 was mostly unchanged in morning trading. Right now, the S&P is up 8. The NASDAQ is up by 26 points. The Dow at this hour up close to 40. This year's Nobel Peace Prize winner paid a visit to the White House on Thursday. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado met with President Trump at the White House. The president had been lobbying for the Peace Prize. It went to Machado.
I presented the President of the United States the medal. The
president confirmed on social media Machado had left the medal for him to keep, and he said it was an honor to meet her. Machado says she presented the medal
as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
The two discussed Venezuela's future, despite the president's doubts about Machado's leadership. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is SRN News. It appears Americans do not have a lot of confidence in the clergy these days.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults believe that the country's religious leaders will act in the best interest of the public. That's down from 63% 5 years ago. By contrast, 75% of Americans think the military will act in the best interest of the public, 77% feel the same about scientists, and 70% believe this about the police. At the bottom of the charts, elected officials. Just 27% think they'll do any good. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's blocking Louisiana's attempt to extradite a doctor in the Golden State accused of mailing abortion pills. The Democratic governor's announcement came after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, who is a Republican, said he sent the extradition paperwork. Louisiana has some of the strongest pro-life laws in the country. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people who allegedly tried to fix games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
We allege an extensive international criminal conspiracy of NCAA players, alumni and professional bettors who fixed games across the country and poisoned the American spirit of competition for monetary gain.
The suspects include former college basketball players. American automakers seem to be turning away from electric vehicles.
The North American International Auto Show in Detroit once dedicated an entire track on its coveted show floor to getting consumers comfortable with electric vehicles and charging. It's a different story at this year's show amid the Trump administration's reversal of government support for EVs as automakers back away from multi-billion-dollar plans to go electric. Keith Peters, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.